This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. Just so much going on in the DC sports world. We open up talking about the Caps. They're up 3-1 in their series. Our Caps discussion is always presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
And by the way, if you're somebody that, for whatever reason, you were watching something else or you weren't home and you didn't actually follow that Caps game, that was way closer than that score indicates.
Oh, yeah.
Way closer.
They were losing in the third period.
They were on the wrong side of it for a decent chunk of it. And the pull away is great. Big sigh of relief. If we came back 2-2, this guy right over here, he would have had a
panic meter would have been off the charts.
It would have been a 10. It
would have been a 19 out of 10.
Yeah. So the Caps win. Massive news here in D.C. regarding the Commanders. They plan to announce a deal for the new stadium at RFK. Stay tuned to the station for all the latest news. Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris are set to have a joint press conference with some of the details 11 o'clock today, but we've been talking about the RFK deal. Put up a poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And typically, the NFL draft would be the biggest story in D.C. and the draft hall, and we're going to get to that in moments. But there are four choices here. What's the biggest D.C. sports story? Caps up 3-1 on Montreal, Commanders to RFK, Nats, Dylan Cruz rolling, and Commanders draft hall. Right now, the Commanders draft hall, and I think typically it'd be the winner, is at 7%.
Wow.
But let's talk about it. Well, Jason, you know Virginia Tech
They only had five picks, so that's probably one reason. But yeah,
I'm pretty surprised.
And they had a late first round
pick. I thought it was a lock that they would move back from one of their first two picks.
Know.
But like, it just shows you that Peters and the staff really loved Connerly and Trey Amos from
In their minds, they got two first round picks.
Right.
So they if you remember, like, I believe on one of the mocks we did, I picked Trey Amos.
Yeah.
With my pick.
You did.
So, I think there's some validity to that idea.
So let's go through it. So second round, they take Trey Amos. He played for three different schools.
Right.
So he's kind of the modern day collegiate athlete that bounces around.
Little different. 6'1", 195. Because his staff left, and so he followed them to Ole Miss. But, yes.
Okay. But still three schools, right?
Yeah.
Louisiana Lafayette. Alabama,
yeah.
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
13 pass breakups as cornerback, 122 tackles, three interceptions.
I mean, I don't think they could have done better. I think that was just a dream. It's almost a better pick, like, for its value than maybe even the first round pick.
We kind of talked about the fact that, they went out and traded for Lattimore. They drafted Sanders still last year. But we still felt like they needed another corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got one. So now you got three, in my opinion, three legit starting corners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lattimore has a much better
year. And I saw of the undrafted free agents that they had signed, at least a couple of them already are DBs. I mean, they are looking at that DB position hard.
And by picking Amos, you can move Sanders still now. If you want to, you can move him inside of the slot, even though he played both last year, played totally. Both very well.
Yeah, you can. He can play all over the
place. Now you've got some versatility with your defensive backfield, which is great.
They also picked up Jonathan Jones.
Signed him away, yep.
So you don't necessarily know who's going to start, but you have a lot more depth, a lot more choices.
Yeah.
Still got Noah I on the roster, EB.
No what?
I call him Noah I.
Oh, yeah. Noah he's a backup.
I. Yeah.
But that's okay. He's a role player.
He's a nickel.
Like
I
didn't mind him.
So they take Trey Amos in the second round.
But Amos could take his spot.
If you want to chime in on your thoughts on the Commanders draft, you can at 800-636-1067.
My grade on their first two picks, I give him an A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, maybe Connerly is more of a project than some people would like for where he was selected, but I think his raw skill set is awesome. Love the Amos pick. I think that's just a solid A.
Why is he a project? I hadn't heard that. I saw the video of him just dominating Abdul Carter.
Maybe a little more viral, maybe, than you know some people may have thought.
Didn't he basically give up no sacks at Oregon?
Two.
Yep. Two and 1,000-plus snaps.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you're calling him a project. I hadn't heard that angle. Maybe he is.
Well, I read that he could start out at guard and then move out to tackle. But
I don't know. I think he's young. I think that's one thing.
He's definitely a work in progress.
I feel like there's more upside to him.
He needs technical refinement to go with his exceptional footwork.
Yeah.
That was one of the things. I mean, he hasn't. A lot of these guys don't give up sacks.
Mm-hmm. That's a key thing. Like the footwork, I think that's the number one thing I want in my tackle.
I saw the freakish video where he's sitting there on his knees and he jumps up.
Yeah.
Man, sick.
I love the pick.
For somebody who weighs that much.
I give him an A. First two picks, A for me.
So the people that I saw that were upset with the picks, at least the early picks and really throughout the draft, is that they did not find the pass rusher,
the edge rusher
in the draft.
If you want to chime in,
800-636-1067, but I want to get to the wide receiver, so let's fill out the draft. So in the fourth round, they take the wide receiver from Tech. You've been to a million Tech games. Mm-hmm. Just watching the highlights, they showed Jalen Lane on a couple of reverses, like in his highlight package. It wasn't necessarily catching the ball.
I think they're drafting him primarily as a kick punt returner.
He's a punt returner.
Yeah. And then whatever he gives them at receiver, or gadget. I think he's a gadget guy for Cliff and a returner.
Yeah,
so he's short,
lightning
right?
Speed.
5'9".
Yeah, he's small, but
he's just
fast.
A lightning speed guy who can take it to the house.
I mean, his combine numbers were absurd. He ran a 4.35 40. That was fourth best among wideouts. Vertical of 40 inches, third best.
Love he's
that.
A great
broad
athlete.
Jump of 11 feet, third best among
Look,
wideouts.
Look, his numbers would have been a lot better receiving. First of all, he had an injury last year that affected him towards the last month. But Virginia Tech's quarterback play was shoddy at best. I mean, he had Grant Wells 2 years ago, and then Drones took over. And then Drones last year was shoddy, and then they threw in Pop Watson. They've had bad quarterback play since he was there. His numbers would have been better, but he's like a little Santana Mossy.
I'm sure that Cliff is going to find packages for him, but his impact initially could be as a kick returner. Because I heard his wideouts coach called into Denton and Linnell over the weekend, and he said, good luck thinking he's going to fair catch a ball. The kid's fearless.
No,
he's
likes
not
it.
Fair catching the ball. Like he's trying to make an impact with it.
The other thing about him is he's a good kid. I call him a kid. He's 22. He's a good dude.
They said he's like you have to kick him out of the gym.
No, he's a
good
dude.
He's a grinder.
His dad was a high school football coach, or maybe still is, in South Carolina.
Right.
And he just comes from a good family.
Mm-hmm.
He was well liked. He was great with the media.
I heard him being interviewed. He sounded like a great kid.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
We'll try and get him on the
show.
You
know what? A for that pick, too. A. I'm just telling you. A.
So, sixth round, they draft the Bruin, Kane Medrano, a linebacker, 24 years old.
Yeah.
If you look at his career, I think this is actually his last season, 72 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, 1.5 sacks, 2 picks.
I heard his
6'3", interview. 222.
He claims that he's one of the best in the draft, if not the best, at covering running backs and tight ends out of the backfield.
That's a good skill to have.
So that's his niche. He covers running backs and tight ends, in space.
He posted a 9.883 relative athletic score, which is one of the new metrics that they use, which is a really high score.
They drafted athletes.
Yeah.
They went hardcore. They drafted speed. They drafted athletes. That one I give it a B. if you want me to not be a douche and get him all A's, I give that one a B.
Well, you're kind of warning him. He might be great.
He might be great.
Well, I mean, he's a sixth rounder.
Of course.
So, I mean, yes. Let's see.
And then in the seventh round,
be a special teamer.
They drafted a running back,
Ja'Cory. I love this one.
Kroski Merritt.
I love him. Now, he only played one game. There were some issues with eligibility. But Keim had the great nugget that even though they had issues with his eligibility, he only played the one game early on, and then they kind of shut him down. He went to every meeting, every practice. The guy just loves football, even after they knew he probably wasn't going to play.
The year before at Alabama State, he finished with 17 touchdowns and almost 1,200 yards rushing.
He's just an athlete.
No, year before, he was at New Mexico before Arizona. He went to Alabama State first.
Right.
This is what is so weird about this story, is his eligibility was in question because of that first year at Alabama State, where he played four games. You could play four games and be a redshirt. And then he gave his jersey to another player. How did the NCAA or how did the school not know who that other player was?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, so that was the confusion. They saw someone else running around with his number four.
Yeah. And they gave him eight games of stats. But Alabama State claims he only played four games.
Right.
He gave his jersey. How does the NCAA not know, okay, that was a different kid?
How can't you pull some film?
It wasn't the same kid. He had a different name.
They're not paying attention to Alabama State. They've got more eyeballs.
Well, Arizona should be.
Yeah, they got.
I agree. Somebody dropped the ball.
That's a terrible situation.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. What's also dumb on the
screen? Unless they were just
lying.
Flying, and he was actually out there, but I doubt
that. That happens because you have 120 kids sometimes on your roster.
Okay, but you got to know the name. They didn't keep the same name.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, did they have the name on the back of the jersey? I don't know.
At Alabama State, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm guessing no.
If we did this poll last year, when they drafted Jaden Daniels, do you think that's the bigger story over RFK and the Caps? Because if you look at our poll right now, it's got 70% Commanders draft.
Number two and getting your savior quarterback?
Yes. Yes.
Well, because I would say, by and large, most people on the whole knew none of these guys.
Right.
So that's why it's not a big thing, you know, unless you're diehard.
Well, when you pick 29 and your first pick's a tackle, there's nothing sexy
most
there.
Most average fans, like, you know, my daughters love the team. They don't know who any of these guys are. They knew who Jaden Daniels was. I could see why it's kind of a back burner story. I will say, and here I am kind of grading, just almost tongue-in-cheek, but I get infuriated when I read the national grades. and there was somebody, I think it was from CBS Sports, and it might even have been Pete Prisco. I'm not sure, but they gave us a B or B minus for day one, and then they said because they have give me our tackles. They mentioned Coleman. They said
Tunsil
was already
Coleman.
With Tunsil well, got, already there yeah, and Brandon and Coleman. It kind of scratches your head. Well, Coleman sucked. I mean, whatever. I'm being mean.
He was fine,
but he gave up nine sacks. He clearly needed an upgrade. That's why they did it.
You always look to upgrading, bringing competition. That's exactly
why they did it. They're going to move Coleman. I want to puke.
The grades are stupid. they're dumb. When people grade the drafts,
but it's
just dumb.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. They have Coleman and Tunsil at tackle. Why would they draft?
I read the same thing.
Yeah, and I was infuriated. I was like, they're moving Coleman because he wasn't that good.
I don't know if it was Trapasso from CBS or whoever it was. You think Chris Trapasso knows more about Brandon Coleman than Adam Peters and Dan Quinn?
Yeah,
Cliff Kingsbury?
It's infuriating to me.
I know.
We weren't talking tackle going into the draft.
I agree. That's fine.
It wasn't a concern.
No. I agree, but people were questioning whether or not Coleman was going to be moved to guard or not. That was a discussion.
Yeah.
It was discussed that he did give up nine sacks. I didn't think necessarily they were going to take one with their first pick, believe me. But it's the idea that they're already entrenched. The writer, whoever it was, Trapasso or
I don't know who, whoever I thought it might have been him.
You know, acting like they have two entrenched starters and it made no sense to draft him there.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
You put your stock into what they know.
You won't send Prisco an angry email.
But
I think you should.
I read that right away and I was like, this guy's an idiot.
Here's some grades just to infuriate you.
Go ahead.
Chad Reuter, or Reuter, NFL.com gave them a B.
CBS Sports. Day one or overall?
I think it's the whole draft.
Well, they only had five picks.
CBS
so
Sports, Chris Trapasso, who we're talking about. A.
They gave an A.
There you go.
He gave first pick a B minus.
USA Today.
Or maybe he was still feeling that way.
Nate Davis.
He's a douche.
E+.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, he's an idiot.
Sports Illustrated, a B. Yahoo Sports, B+.
But see, you also have to remember.
ESPN, Mel Kiper.
Yeah. What a good
B+.
There you go. You'll take a B+.
B+ is fine. Not going to argue a B+.
But also, you got to remember, they had a first and second round pick, but then they had a fourth. All right, so no third and no fifth.
Yeah, I agree. So you get limited a little bit. You only have five picks.
You got five picks, and two of them are 6 and 7.
Likely.
That's what Kiper said. He says, I like what Peters did with his first three selections, but this is not quite an A because it's a small class and because he didn't address the hole at edge.
Right. So that
I was kind of surprised they didn't go after an edge, but you know, who knows who was on their board. They clearly liked Jalen Lane better than any edge that was out there available at the time, the fourth.
Well, I think also that opens it up for them signing some of these old free agents that are out there, and you just hope you can squeeze a year out of them.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure they have a plan.
Whoever that might be.
All right, still
or that they didn't, like Cakes was saying, very surprised they didn't trade back at some point.
Kind of shocked me. But,
and I mean, pick up a third.
I do want to say, maybe in the third, I predicted that they might keep all five. Go to the
predicted they might or they did.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say 100%, but I said I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed with their picks because they did so well in free agency. And then, you know, what's the difference between another fifth round pick and an undrafted guy? It's not that big of a difference.
Is wouldn't be surprised a prediction? That's covering
kind
your bases.
Of because, it kind of because
works
everyone,
both ways.
Everyone was assuming they were going to just, obviously, they're going to trade down and accumulate more picks.
Mm-hmm.
But I was making the argument that what's the difference between an extra fifth round pick and an undrafted guy? I don't think there's that much difference.
Of course, you can always hit us up at Junks Radio on Twitter with your thoughts on the Commanders draft haul. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square. Because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up next, we'll get into the Caps. They take a 3-1 series lead.
Love it.
Next, here on the Junkies.